Hi there, this is Paula Jones from Sugarbox Coaching and welcome to today's audio blog, which is The Chimps of Doubt. So the chimps of doubt, they really do sneak into your head when you're not looking and they steal your bananas and they tell you all sorts of rubbish that we have a tendency to believe. So what is it that makes the inner voice so powerful that we accept the lies that it tells us? I don't have a name for my inner voice or my chimp, although I do occasionally mutter bastard at it under my breath. But we all have them, and sometimes we'll hear it more loudly and clearly than we do at others. And I'm really curious to know what yours tells you. Mine's mostly under control these days, but like most of us, it stands up and waves at me when I'm planning on doing something new. And while I'm in that phase, I can be tons of fun to be around. And it tells me things like, you can't do that. You're going to have to work until you're 90. No one wants to know, etc., etc. Now, if I give in and listen to this, then I'll get exactly what it's telling me. And that's just not going to happen. My inner voice is the one that, when I was little, would make me think that my class at school was made of them and me. And it's the part that criticises my introvert and tells me I'm wrong for not wanting to party and be the life and soul. I tried it once. I spent most of the age of 23 in a clubbed out haze. And it was just to please other people who told me I should be out having fun and socialising. And it's the same voice that means when I'm feeling pressured to put on the extrovert, it feels like a window separates them and me. Of course, most of the time, my introvert's quite happy, thank you very much. And my cheeky little monkeys don't particularly bother me either, because I know what to do about them. And when the critical voices belong to other people, well, that's their problem, isn't it? Not mine. So how about you? What does your inner saboteur tell you? There are three really big whoppers that our saboteur tells us, and it's three mistakes that we make over and over again, and they keep us stuck. And I'd love to share with you what they are in my free teleseminar next week. You can register for the call at www.50daystoleaveyoursaboteur.com. And find out exactly what it is that holds us back and why it's vital that we make the change. Now, a big clue, one of them is our attitude to money. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you on the call. And until then, just drop me a comment and tell me what your inner saboteur tells you and what your cheeky monkey tells you. And if you want to contact me, please do. You can email me on mojo@sugarboxcoaching.com. You could join me on Facebook, it's facebook.com/sugarboxcoaching. Or you can give me a call on 0845 643 5654. Until next time, this is Paula Jones signing off.